Hey everyone, ready to tackle retirement planning?
Yep.
Today we're diving deep into the Canada Revenue Agency's publication, RRSPs, and other registered plans for retirement.
Okay.
It's a bit of a mouthful.
It is.
But it's packed with essential info.
For sure.
So we're here to break it down.
Absolutely.
And make it easy to understand.
Yep.
First off, I was amazed by the sheer variety of plans available.
Right.
It's like a whole buffet.
Yeah, a financial buffet.
Exactly.
So we've got registered pension plans, or RPPs.
Okay.
Registered retirement savings plans.
Yeah.
Those are the RRSPs.
The famous RRSPs.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's registered retirement income funds.
Okay.
Or RIFs.
RRIFs, got it.
And we'll even be looking at some newer options.
Oh, like what?
Like the First Home Savings Account, or FHSA.
Interesting.
And the Advanced Life Deferred Annuities.
Okay.
ALDAs.
Lots of acronyms.
Lots of acronyms.
But let's start with the one everyone seems to be talking about.
Okay.
RRSPs.
Right.
What makes them so special?
Well, an RRSP is more than just a regular savings account.
Oh. In what way?
It's like a secret weapon for reducing your taxes today.
Okay.
While you build your nest egg for tomorrow.
Interesting.
So you can invest your money.
Yeah.
And instead of paying taxes on any gains right away. You get to defer those taxes until later.
Okay.
Potentially when you're in a lower tax bracket in retirement.
That sounds like a pretty good deal.
It's a great deal.
So you're basically getting a bonus for being responsible.
Yeah, for planning ahead.
Exactly. So besides the tax deferral,
yeah,
what else sets RRSPs apart?
It's that combination of tax deferral and flexibility.
Okay.
So each year, you can contribute up to a certain limit and deduct those contributions from your taxable income.
So an instant tax break.
Exactly.
Wow, I'm starting to see the appeal.
Right.
So it's not just about saving for retirement.
It's also about optimizing your finances now.
Right now?
Exactly.
But I imagine there are some rules.
Of course there are rules.
And restrictions.
You can't just invest in anything.
So I can't buy a racehorse.
Yet quite.
Okay.
While there are a lot of options, you need to stick to what the CRA considers qualified investments.
Makes sense.
Otherwise, you might have to pay unexpected taxes.
Good to know.
It's always important to do your research.
Always.
Even with something as beneficial as an RRSP.
Absolutely.
Now, what happens if you need that money before retirement?
Like for an emergency.
Or like buying a house.
Right.
The publication talks about the home buyer's plan.
Okay.
Where you can actually withdraw up to $35,000 from your RRSP.
Wow.
To buy your first home.
So it can help with the down payment?
Exactly.
That's amazing.
And there's also the lifelong learning plan.
Okay.
Where you can withdraw up to $20,000.
To pay for education.
Yeah, for you or your spouse or common law partner.
That's great.
So your RRSP can actually help you achieve different life goals.
Not just retirement.
Exactly. It's about having options.
I like options.
Me too. But it's important to remember.
Yeah.
That these withdrawals aren't tax-free.
Right.
You have to repay that money back into your RRSP over time.
So like a loan from your future self.
Yeah, a no-interest loan.
Makes sense. It's a good reminder that financial planning is a long game.
It is.
Speaking of long-term, what happens when you reach retirement?
Right.
How do RRSPs transition into giving you an income?
That's where RIFs come in.
RRIFs.
Yep. Think of them as the next chapter in your RRSP story.
Okay.
So when you retire, you can transfer your RRSP money into a RRAF. And then the financial institution holding your RRAF. They start making regular payments to you.
So it's like flipping a switch.
Yeah, from saving to spending.
Exactly.
From accumulating to enjoying.
And keeping the rewards.
Exactly.
But I'm guessing there are rules about those withdrawals, too.
You bet there are rules.
What are they?
Well, there are minimum withdrawal amounts each year.
Oh, so you can't just leave it all sitting there.
Right. And those withdrawals are taxed as income in the year you receive them.
Okay.
But here's the good part.
Yeah.
You've already benefited from years of tax-deferred growth in your RRSP.
Right.
So those withdrawals are often taxed at a lower rate.
Than when you were working.
Exactly.
So it's like a reward for planning ahead.
Yeah. You defer taxes when your income is high. And then you enjoy a lower tax burden during retirement when your income is probably lower.
That's smart.
Pretty clever, right?
So we've got RRSPs for saving and RRIFs for payouts.
Yeah, those are the basics.
What other interesting stuff is in this CRA publication?
Well, there are a couple of newer options.
Oh, yeah. Like,
have you heard of ALDAs?
ALDAs.
Yeah, Advanced Life Deferred Annuities.
Sounds a bit like a mystery.
They are a bit unique.
What are they all about?
Well, think of ALDAs like a hybrid between an RRSP and an annuity.
Interesting.
They offer tax-deferred growth.
Like an RRSP.
Right. But instead of waiting until retirement for those payments to start,
yeah,
you can choose to delay them until even later.
Okay.
Maybe when your income is lower.
So potentially a lower tax bracket?
Exactly.
Wow, it's like a secret stash of savings.
Yeah, that you can access strategically.
I like it. So we've got RRSPs,
yep.
RIFs, and ALDAs.
A whole alphabet soup of financial planning.
Well, before we dive into the next bowl, let's recap what we've learned about RRSPs.
Sounds good.
What are the absolute must-knows?
Okay, so first and foremost, RRSPs are powerful for reducing your taxes now.
Right.
And building your savings for the future. The tax-deferred growth is a huge benefit.
Absolutely.
And being able to access those funds for things like buying a house or paying for education, that adds another layer of appeal.
It's not just a retirement plan.
No, it's a life plan.
Exactly.
But remember, you do have to repay those early withdrawals.
Right.
And you have to choose qualified investments.
Okay, to avoid those tax surprises.
Exactly, what else?
The contribution limit.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
How does that work?
Well, it changes every year.
So we have to stay updated.
Yeah, check the CRA website for the latest numbers.
A tip.
And if you don't contribute the max 1 year, don't worry. You can carry forward that unused contribution room.
So it's like a bonus.
Yeah, a bonus for future tax deductions.
I like it.
It's all about making informed decisions.
Absolutely. This has been incredibly insightful.
Glad to hear it.
We've demystified RRSPs.
We did it.
Explored the transition to RIFs.
Yep.
And even uncovered the intriguing world of ALDAs.
Who knew?
But there's so much more to discover.
Oh, yeah. We're just getting started.
Stay tuned as we continue our deep dives into the world of registered plans.
We'll be right back after a short break.
Back in a flash.
So we've covered a lot of ground already.
Yeah, we have.
But this CRA publication is full of useful information.
It is.
What about spousal RRSP contributions?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of those.
Yeah, it's a great strategy, especially for couples who have different incomes.
How so?
Well, let's say you have a couple.
Okay.
We'll call them Sarah and John.
Sarah and John.
John earns more than Sarah.
Okay.
So if John contributes to a spousal RRSP in Sarah's name, he can actually help lower their overall taxes.
Interesting.
And potentially boost their retirement income later on.
It's like a win-win.
Exactly, win-wins. So John gets a tax deduction for contributing.
Right.
And Sarah benefits from the tax-deferred growth.
In her own RRSP.
Exactly. And when Sarah withdraws the money during retirement, she'll probably be in a lower tax bracket than John.
So it'll be taxed at a lower rate.
Exactly. It's like they're working together.
Like a team.
Yeah, a financial tag team to optimize their savings.
I like it.
And minimize their taxes.
Smart.
What about situations where things don't go as planned?
Yeah, life happens.
Right. What if you need to access the money before retirement?
Like for an emergency.
Exactly.
Okay.
The publication talks about those scenarios.
It does.
Yeah, it talks about what happens if you have to take money out of your RRSP early.
And I'm guessing there are rules.
Of course there are rules.
So what are they?
Well, one of the most common situations is using the home buyer's plan.
Right, to withdraw money for a down payment.
Exactly.
We talked about that earlier.
Yep. It's a great option for first-time home buyers.
But what if it's not about buying a house?
Yeah.
What if it's a real emergency?
Well, remember that RRSPs are really meant for long-term savings.
Okay.
And taking money out early can have tax implications.
I see.
If you withdraw money before retirement, for any reason other than the home buyer's plan or the lifelong learning plan, those withdrawals are taxed as income.
In the year you take them out.
Exactly.
But that's not ideal, but it is an option.
It is an option if you really need it.
What if you accidentally overcontribute to your RRSP?
Oh, the CRA is not a fan of overcontributions.
I bet.
If you go over your limit by more than $2,000, you could be hit with a penalty tax.
A penalty tax.
Yeah, 1% per month on those extra contributions.
That's a good reason to double check those limits.
Absolutely. And keep good records.
Speaking of records.
Yeah.
What about transferring money between different registered plans?
Oh, yeah. People do that all the time.
They do.
It can be a really smart move.
Okay, why?
Well, you might want to consolidate your savings.
So everything's in one place.
Exactly. Or maybe take advantage of different investment options.
That makes sense.
And the publication has clear guidelines on how to do it.
It does.
Yeah, it talks about the different types of transfers.
Okay.
The rules and any potential tax implications.
So we don't get any surprises.
Exactly. And one of the key things to remember
Yeah.
is the importance of direct transfers.
Direct transfers? What are those?
It's when the money moves directly from one plan to another
without
you actually touching it.
So it never goes into my bank account.
Exactly. Because if you receive the money personally, even if you're just going to transfer it right away, the CRA could see that as a withdrawal.
And then we'd have to pay taxes on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's important to keep that money within the registered plan system.
Right. To avoid those accidental taxes.
Yep. It's one of those little details that can make a big difference.
Absolutely. This is so helpful.
Glad to hear it.
It's like we're getting a roadmap for registered plans.
Yeah. We're breaking it all down.
But before we move on,
yeah,
let's talk about pension adjustments.
Oh, yeah. Those can be a bit confusing.
They can. I've heard the term, but I'm not really sure what it means.
Okay, well, basically, a pension adjustment, or PA,
okay, PA,
reflects the value of the pension benefits you earned in a year.
Okay.
It's on your T4 slip.
The one from my employer.
Yeah, and it affects how much you can contribute to your RRSP the next year.
So if I have a good pension plan through work,
yeah,
my RRSP contribution room might be lower.
That's right. It's a way for the CRA to make sure things are fair.
For people with and without pensions. Exactly. They want to create a level playing field.
That makes sense. So what happens if you leave a pension plan?
Or if your pension benefits are reduced.
Right.
That's where a pension adjustment reversal comes in.
Okay. A PR.
Yep. It basically reverses the previous adjustment.
Okay.
So your RRSP contribution room goes up.
So you get that contribution room back.
Exactly. And the publication has tons of examples.
Of how they're calculated.
Yeah, and how they impact your RRSP strategy.
It's amazing how all these things are connected.
They really are. It's like a financial puzzle.
And understanding how the pieces fit together.
Can help you make smart decisions.
About our retirement savings.
Exactly. We've covered a lot in this segment.
We have spousal RRSPs, pension adjustments.
It's a lot.
Before we move on, let's recap what we learned about RRIs.
Good idea.
So RRFs are basically the next step after your RRSP.
Right, when it matures.
You transfer the money into a RRIF.
Yep.
And it starts paying you a regular income.
Exactly like a retirement paycheck.
Okay. Pretty straightforward. It is, but there are a few things to remember.
Like what?
Well, first, there are minimum withdrawal amounts each year.
So you can't just leave it sitting there forever.
Exactly. And those withdrawals are taxed as income.
When you receive them.
Yep. But remember, you already benefited from that tax-deferred growth in your RRSD.
Right.
So the taxes on those withdrawals are often lower.
Than when you were working.
Exactly.
It's like a reward for being patient.
Exactly. And another important thing.
Yeah.
You can transfer money into a RRIF from different places.
Oh. Not just your RRSP.
Right. You can transfer from another RRIF.
Oh, okay.
Or a matured RRSP.
Got it.
Even certain pension amounts.
So it's flexible.
It is. It's about creating a retirement income stream.
That works for you.
Exactly.
Okay, so RRSPs for saving RRAFs for payouts.
Yeah, that's the basic idea.
But I'm still curious about those ALDAs.
The mysterious ALDAs.
They sound so intriguing.
They are pretty unique.
So tell me more.
Imagine taking some of your RRSP or RRAF savings and locking in a guaranteed income stream.
Okay.
That starts paying out later.
Later than retirement.
Yeah, potentially when your income is lower.
And your tax bracket is lower.
Exactly. It's like a way to protect yourself against future tax hikes.
So strategic.
It's like a financial time machine.
Shifting your income to when it's most beneficial.
Exactly. And you have a lot of flexibility with ALDAs.
In terms of?
When the payments start.
Yeah.
How long they last and how they're structured.
Wow. This is a lot of information.
It is a lot to take in.
We've covered RRSPs, RRFs, FHSAs, LLDAs.
A whole alphabet soup.
It's like a treasure chest of financial planning tools.
It is.
But it can be overwhelming.
Oh, for sure.
All these rules and deadlines.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
This CRA publication goes into all the details.
It does.
And you can always talk to a financial advisor.
For personalized advice.
Yeah, they can help you create a plan that works for you.
Like a financial coach.
Exactly. And remember.
Yeah.
Financial planning is a journey, not a destination. That's a good way to put it.
It's about making smart choices, staying flexible.
And learning as you go.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered a lot, but there's one more piece of the puzzle we haven't really talked about.
Oh, yeah, the first home savings account.
The FHSA.
That's the one.
I know a lot of people are really excited about this new plan.
They are. It's designed specifically for first-time homebuyers.
To help them buy a home.
Exactly.
So what makes it so special?
It's like combining the best parts of an RRSP and a TFSA.
Interesting, how so?
Well, with an FHSA, you get tax-deductible contributions like an RRSP.
Okay.
But then when you withdraw the money to buy your first home,
yeah,
it's tax-free like a TFSA.
Wow. So it's like a double win.
Yeah, the government is basically giving you a boost to enter the housing market.
That's amazing. So how does it work exactly?
You can contribute up to $8,000 each year.
Okay.
And those contributions are tax deductible, just like RRSPs.
Okay.
Your money grows tax-free within the FHSA. And when you're ready to buy your first home,
Yeah.
You can take that money out tax-free to use for your down payment.
that's incredible. It's like a double bonus.
It is, but what if you change your mind about buying a house?
Right. What happens then?
You've got options. You can transfer the money to an RRSP or a RRIF.
Without any tax penalties.
Exactly. So you can keep those tax benefits for retirement.
So it's like a safety net.
Yeah. Your savings are protected whether you buy a home or not.
I like that. So you can transfer money from an RRSP to an FHSA.
You can.
And those transfers count as RRSP contributions.
That's right. So you can claim a tax deduction.
So it's like getting a deduction twice.
Yeah. Once when you contribute to the RRSP and again when you transfer to the
And it's
FHSA.
a pretty sweet deal
It's all about using these plans strategically.
to maximize your savings and minimize your taxes.
Exactly.
This is brilliant. Okay, let's talk about ALDAs again.
The ALDAs.
We're still a bit fuzzy on those.
Okay, well, imagine this.
Yeah.
You take a chunk of your RRSP or RRIF savings
Okay.
and you use it to buy a guaranteed income stream. That starts paying you later in life.
Even later than retirement.
Yeah, maybe when your income is lower and you're in a lower tax bracket.
Oh, I see. It's like a way to protect yourself from higher taxes in the future.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're basically shifting your income to a time when it's most beneficial.
That's so clever. And ALDAs give you a lot of flexibility.
They do. You can choose when the payments start, how long they last, how they're structured.
This has been incredible. We've learned so
I know
much.
it's a lot to take in.
We've talked about RRSPs, RIFs, FHSAs, ALDAs.
It's a whole world of financial planning.
It's a bit overwhelming, but in a good way.
Yeah, once you understand the basics, it's really empowering.
And remember, everyone,
Yeah.
this CRA publication has all the details.
It's a great resource.
And don't be afraid to talk to a financial advisor.
Yeah, they can help you create a plan that's right for you.
This deep dive has been amazing.
I agree. It's been fun exploring all these different options.
And I feel so much more confident about my own retirement planning now.
That's what we like to hear. Knowledge is power.
Absolutely. And taking control of your financial future is the best investment you can make.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Until next time, happy saving.